There's a deeper satisfaction in a chunk of pumpkin pie. And I'm always glad I'm living when the cake is passing by. And I guess at every mealtime, I'm as happy as can be. For I like whatever dishes Mother gets for Bud and me. But there's just one bit of eating which I hold supremely great. That's a piece of bread and gravy when I've finished up my plate. I've eaten fancy dishes, and my mouth has watered too. I've been at banquet tables, and I've run the good things through. I've had seafood up in Boston. I've had pompano down south. And I guess whatever's edible I've put into my mouth. But the finest treat I know of, now I publicly relate, is a chunk of bread and gravy when I've finished up my plate. Oh, the epicures may snicker, and the hotel chefs may smile, but when it comes to eating, I don't hunger much for style. For an empty man wants filling, and you can't do that with things like breast of guinea under glass or curried turkey wings. You want just plain home cooking and the chance to sit and wait for a piece of bread and gravy when you've finished up your plate. Though it may be I am common and my taste not much refined, but the meals which suit my fancy are the good old-fashioned kind, with the food right on the table and the hungry kids about, and the mother and the father handing all the good things out, and the knowledge in their presence that you needn't fear to state that you'll want some bread and gravy when you finish up your plate. Sometimes at the table, when he gets misbehaving, then mother calls across to me, "Look at him now, don't you see what he's doing there? Make him sit up in his chair. Don't you see the messy way that he's eating?" And I say, "No, he looks all right just now. What's he doing anyhow?" Mother placed him there by me, and she thinks I ought to see every time he breaks the laws and corrects him. Just because there will come a time someday when he mustn't act that way. But I can't be all along scolding him for something wrong. So if something goes astray, I just look the other way. Mother tells me now and then I'm the easiest of men, and in dealing with the lad I will never see the bad that he does. And I suppose mother's right, for mother knows. But I'd hate to think that I'm here to scold him all the time. Little faults might spoil his day. So I look the other way. Look the other way and try not to let him catch my eye, knowing all the time that he doesn't mean so bad to be. Knowing too that now and then I am not the best of men. Hoping to the times I fall, that the father of us all, loving, watching over me, will pretend he doesn't see.